Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv and Indy100.com Radio and UBN, and I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show, and because of you guys, I get to do what I do, and I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into great films or just great talent, we're going to coming into the studio. We have two up-and-comer actors and actresses, Catherine O'Day and Daniel Colt from the new film Roadside Assistant, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos of our lovely guests of the hour, such as Catherine O'Day or Daniel Colt, go to our Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, if you want to hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, etc., that's at Tyrone Tan Official, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, official, thanks to the hacker. So that's the new account, Tyrone Tan Official. Twitter at Tyrone Tan. And then if you really, really want on Facebook, hit me up on Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. And And then I think that's pretty good. Also, if you like the music we're going to play, you could email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Would love to know what you guys think. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. So without further ado, I know we've been rotating our guests of the hour. We want to say thank you to all the lovely guests of the hour throughout the seasons. We always want to say we're grateful and appreciative of all your guys' participation and coming onto the show. I love always rotating. But, you know, coming back, actually, he's almost like reoccurring now. Up-and-comer actor Bradley Adams.
Welcome What's up, back. Everybody?
What's going up, Brad? How's it going?
It's going really well.
Bradley Adams.
I'm glad to be back for the third time in a row, I believe.
Third time in a row. So I guess audiences haven't said anything bad yet.
Well, if you guys do have bad comments, please keep it to yourself, because I like being on the show.
So Bradley Adams, well, first off, like I said, it's great to have you back. You're kind of getting used to it now, maybe?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
So maybe third time's a charm. I know the first time I was a little nervous, and then the second time you kind of got comfortable, and now the third time we'll see.
Of course, yeah.
So let's talk about what's been going on in the last week, jam-packed. I mean, we just came back, from the event, right?
Yeah.
So tell the audience, what was the event today?
We were honoring Barbara Eden. And
the Hollywood Museum.
Well, yes, but we were also honoring her as well for being there.
Yeah,
she's so sweet, so kind. She took some time out to talk to us, and you know, I'm forever grateful for that.
Yeah, I mean, it was. So that was your first time, obviously, meeting her for yourself.
Yes.
And I know you've been part of the quote unquote starting up, being part of the Star Wars production family, so to speak, Star Wars Entertainment crew here, media crew. And what so far, you know, you've kind of covered a couple events with me. Would you say this is the craziest one for you, or today, or what was for your experience?
The most packed, guarantee it. A lot of talented people there, from newer shows, older shows, just up and coming people that have been in the industry for a long time. So it was an honor being around everybody. It was great, and I'm so
because it's cool because I mean you told me that your dad had a crush on. Do you want? Can I say?
Yeah, go
your
ahead.
Your dad had a crush on Barbara Eden. I had a crush on Barbara Eden. Oh, I think a lot of people, a lot of men out there, older, younger, thing plays in reruns. You know, I grew up with it on reruns, and I had it. Look, I I've met Barbara through the years and interviewed her. She's always so sweet. I was hoping you were gonna have that same experience, and you got to actually have a photo op with her.
Yeah, of course. Sweet, yeah, and you know what's hilarious about that? I was on the phone with my dad when you texted me, do you know who Barbara Eden is? And I was like, yeah, of course. Like, and then I told my dad, and he goes, no way. No. And I was like, yeah, I'm possibly going to be able to meet her tonight. And he goes, well, tell her I said she's good looking.
Did you even say that?
I didn't say I respect her enough to know.
You know what? It's cool, though. What I was excited. You know, I get excited. That's why I like bringing people that are kind of like, you know, getting in this industry. I think it's a great experience. Because, you know, growing up, I was just like yourself. You know, it's part of the Hollywood magic. Listen, I get it. I try not to get jaded by it. I'm very grateful and appreciative in the position and opportunities I have. But I love seeing someone like yourself getting to meet someone like that, that I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been there. And then you being wide eyed. And then not only that, we were doing the birthday cake comes out and you're like 2 feet from her and they're wishing her happy birthday. So
I got backed up into a corner and it was the greatest corner of my life because literally they bring out her cake and I'm like, I stuck my hand out and I could grab her shirt if I wanted to. That's how close we were. And they were all a packed house singing happy birthday. Yeah. And I got to get a picture of that, a video of that. It was just so cool.
And that was the perks of being on the media side. And yeah, you got to meet all you grew up also with Happy Days. You got to meet Anson Williams, mm-hmm. Elliot Gould, who's a pretty legend, been around Oceans, all the Oceans all movies, and everyone was nice to you.
Everybody was
cool.
Everybody
That's was. What I'm hoping in your experience. So, well, I'm glad to be part of that, man. I mean, like I said, it's always great to kind of have you around. You're always respectful and very professional, so I do appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
And so far, I think the people out there on Radio Land so far like you, I guess. So
like
far.
I said, just go, come to me if you got a problem.
Okay, so really quickly, I know we took some time on doing that. We just want to say, everyone, again, big shout out to Barbara Eden. Congratulations on the on being honored and tribute. I love you. And thank you for all the years of not only entertainment, but always just treating myself and my Staros Entertainment team with such kindness and politeness. Thank you to the Hollywood Museum, Roger Neal, PR, for having us be there. It was awesome. So anyways, I want to give a shout out to that. So really quickly, you remember the memo, right?
Yeah.
The memo. The guest co-host of the hour, we talk about some movie reviews. And since we last seen each other, have you seen any movies lately?
You know I have. I always go.
Okay.
Great
to be invited to this one, though. Okay. All
right. You want to make your way out to Simi Valley?
Wait, why'd you say? You saw it in Simi Valley?
$5 movie night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's $5 movie night at AMC, at your local AMC on Tuesdays.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we might have to go over there.
Anyways, here we go. So what did you see?
If you want to see a hilarious movie, it is raunchy, but you know what? It's all good. Seth Rogen, it's a Seth Rogen film, and, The Good Boys.
It's called The Good Boys?
The Good Boys, yeah. It's crazy funny. And it kind of brought me back to some, I wouldn't say that far. If any of you guys have seen it, you know what I'm talking about, but it brought me back to my childhood of doing some stupid things for some stupid reasons, but it was hilarious, and I had a great time watching it.
Well, let me go back into first off, let me introduce the film. Tell the audience a little bit, and you could go into more detail. So again, thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis on The Good Boys, rated R. Here's a little quick synopsis. 3 7th grade boys ditch school and embark on an epic journey while carrying accidentally stolen drugs, being hunted by teenage girls, and trying to make their way home in time for a long-awaited party. Directed by Gene Stupnitsky. I do apologize if I am botching that. Don't mean to. Gene Stupnitsky. Written by Lee Eisenberg, Gene Stupnitsky. And starring Jacob Tremblay, Keith L. Williams, Brady Noon. Who else is in this? Molly Gordon, Midori Francis, Isaac Wang. I mean, I guess a plethora of great actors in here. I mean, you saw it. I get to see it. I mean, now I'm not going to spoil anything. I know Seth Rogen has involvement in it, right?
Yeah, I believe.
But I'm not. Don't spoil the audience if he does a cameo or not. I guess. I know. But what did you think? Okay, so overall, I did not get to see this yet. It looked funny on the trailers. It is kind of like the stuff that So Seth Rogen is one of the producers here. Mm-hmm. So it looked funny, but you got to see it. So overall,
if we were gonna rate it, it definitely would be up there. It'd probably be like an 8 out of 10.
Really?
Out of 10, yeah.
Okay.
It was hilarious.
Okay.
But then again, I mean, you know, it's everything Seth Rogen.
It's rated
gets
R.
His hand,
it's
yeah,
rated
yeah. Everything Seth Rogen gets his hands on is hilarious.
Yeah,
so.
You know, it's funny. I he has that kind of charm. You know, he's one of those guys you like. And he's likable on screen, but also likable, you know, type of personality. So anyways, I've always liked everything that he's been involved with so far that I've seen. But do you highly recommend checking this out?
Of course.
In the theaters?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So again, bear in mind, it is rated R. nothing take away that, you know, taking away, but we just want to let you guys know. Because it looks like, it doesn't look like, you look like three little boys.
Yeah.
You figure it's going to be some family film.
Of course. Do not take your kids. Do not take your kids unless you
want to
introduce them.
Unless they're old enough.
Yeah, of course. You know, it may look like a family-friendly movie, but just do not take your kids.
Okay, that's coming from Brad Adams, not myself. but again, so I guess if they're old enough, go check them. Take them out.
Because
the kids could be elderly parents with kids that are old enough. So
that is true.
You're saying don't take little kids.
Don't take little kids. You know what's hilarious? So these kids legally can't go watch their own movie in theaters. I think that's what's hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah, I think it depends on what state. I mean, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Do you know? Well, I don't know how they're. Anyways, so check it out.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I have not seen it. I'm going to go, I was planning on taking, you know, checking it out. You know, it's funny. I was going to see it with this really dear friend of mine that I brought to events, you know, you remind me of the guy that I normally go see movies.
Let's
with.
Go. Let's
and,
go.
And this guy went without me. And anyways, not only that, you know, look, I can't believe it. No, I'm just
Let's go. Let's go. I got some free time in my schedule, so maybe we should go.
All right. Well, cool, man. So again, that's the Good Boys, rated R. Check that out. Brad Adams says, check that out. Really quick, social media, Brad.
Brad Adams B.
Brad Adams
was taken, so
really?
Brad Adams
oh.
B, yeah.
Okay, Brad Adams B. All right, buddy. Okay, so you got the other memo.
Yes.
Other
you know,
memo.
I have the jet coming in.
Oh, you did plan.
Yes,
okay,
I did. I planned
ahead. For the audience that are tuning in for the first time, normally the guest co-host of the hour, we plan or arrange ways of making the guest of the hour make them feel welcome and special. So you've gone through this. This is your third time now. Kind of no excuse. So did you prepare a way for the guest of the hour? And how did you prepare them to bring them in into the studio?
You know what? I am so glad that you contacted me today and asked me to be on here because it would have been a bust because I tried. I didn't try. I got this jet like 3 or 4 days ago
okay.
for them. So I'm so glad that you, because I would have just helped some other guest co-host out. So I'm so glad that you asked me to be
so
on.
So was that what they kind of like been floating around through the, for the last, you know, for a while before they got here? Is that the thing that's still?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess what you got to do, we're going to bring them in. They're lovely talents. We're going to find out. They're newcomers to the biz that I know. But we'll find out a little bit more in details. But we want to help promote. Indie 100, obviously based on promoting independent music. But also, you know, for me, I love promoting newcomers, independent artists, independent films. That's been my background for years in general. So I love using this platform if I can. There's a new film that they're involved with called Roadside Assistance. And they're some of the stars of the film. And we're going to find out more about these two talents, Catherine O'Day and Daniel Colt. But I guess we're going to have to bring them in somehow, right? So
yeah,
I guess you're going to open up the rooftop, and then just what are you going to just you're going to you got a flare? What are you going to do?
Should we just wave them in?
Yeah,
well,
I guess you're going to shoot down the flare, and then it's going to be coming through. So on a count of three, I guess shoot it down, right? Okay, 1, 2, and 3. Here they come. Coming off from the jet. Oh my gosh. There they go. It's circling. It's coming. Oh my gosh. They just jumped with the parachute off the jet. Oh my, I don't know if that's Catherine or Daniel coming in first. Oh wait, I think that's Catherine. Okay. I see the blonde sticking out of the helmet. And then there's some guy coming out with a cool leather jacket. I don't know. Here he comes. They're landing in off this jet. Landing into the studio. Oh, here they come, landing number one, Catherine O'Day. Safe landing. Landing in number two. Daniel Colt. Here they are. Stars from the new film Roadside Assistance. It is actress Catherine O'Day and Daniel Colt. Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, Catherine O'Day.
Hi, thank you so much for having us, Tyrone.
Daniel Colt.
Hi, Tyrone. Thank you for flying us out.
Man.
Thank you, Brad Adams, hooking up that jet.
Of course.
Great. My ears are still popping, but yeah. Besides that, we're doing great.
Well, that's an effect, but you know, I mean, I think it'll wear
it's out. Part of the experience.
Of course.
Now, did you keep the receipt on that jet?
I hope I did.
All right. Well, we spared no expense. It was great. Thank you for arranging that.
Of course.
Brad Adams. Again, welcome, guys.
Thank you, Catherine
O'Day and Daniel Colt.
Thank you for having
us. New indie film, Roadside Assistance.
Hello.
So guys, again, welcome. I know we've been kind of playing tag here, social media wise.
Just a little bit, yeah.
And it's kind of started off. We'll go backtrack, but we kind of started off. We met at. We'll give a big shout out to this organization.
Yeah.
How did we kind of meet briefly?
Huge shout out to Actors Fast Track.
Actors Fast Track. They invited me to be kind of like a panel guest, and we get to see actors like yourselves. And kind of like you guys pitched. It was kind of cool. I mean, you explained the experience of what it was. And, you know.
Yeah. So the Summer Games, Daniel and I are actually both clients of Actors Fast Track. Actors Fast Track is essentially business coaching for actors. So this entire event was based off of branding, you know, kind of getting together with other artists, other creators and saying, hey, you know what? What is the first impression of you that really is your selling point? And how can you be getting into the right rooms with your selling point? So the Summer Games was all about that. So we had industry professionals such as Tyrone.
No,
and we had them in their little special tents. And we kind of worked together some kind of sales pitches on, you know, this is how we're going to sell ourselves
to. This is us. This is what I bring to the table.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that was unique, and it was cool because it was the first time I got invited to do it, and yeah. I love trying to see whatever I could do. Like I said, been in this business for many years, and I was like, I didn't know what to expect. I've done panels, but it was a little bit differently. There was more like you're seeing them do like a monologue or some kind of something like that. So it was different, unique, and I thought it was different because you guys were literally like you're coming in almost like a pitch, and you're like, hi, my name is blah, 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 and this is about me. And I was like, oh, this is kind of unique.
Yeah.
And so obviously you kind of stuck out, obviously, but also I did not get to meet you, Daniel.
No,
so
I was pitching on the other tent. Yeah.
So with some other panels. But so you did come in, and and it was kind of cool. I mean, and we're going to go back to obviously your history as you guys both. Do you mind doing the pitch? Are you okay to do the pitch of like what you, and so audience can kind of get to know what you kind of pitch, how'd you pitch yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So I went into the tent and I was actually kind of nervous because I wasn't sure what I was going to do until the day of, and basically went in and, hi, I'm Catherine O'Day. I'm a mix between a young Jodie Foster and Lily Reinhart with the sweetness of Amy Adams. I am the strong yet innocent girl who reads to her comatose brother every single day, but still sees the wonder in a snowflake. Now, I'm also a vocalist in multiple styles. Don't believe me? See for yourself.
Gotcha. And do you recall if I asked you or
asked I think you were the one who suggested Let It Go, because I just said pick any Disney song. And
oh, that's right.
Kind of panicked.
Yeah, okay. I think I said, yeah. You sing, right?
I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but are you going to do it again? Or?
I don't know if
we can see it. We're allowed to see that yet. But
we don't have the rights.
Yeah.
So anyways, but you did you kind of did stuck out. There was a lot of great talent.
Thanks
there.
So
but here was the cool thing. Hence probably why you're here. You you were proactive by reaching out, which I always suggest people doing in general. And then you're active. You're hitting me up on social media. You're I mean, it's the little things that could help, in my opinion, in general. Hence why you're here.
Thank you so much.
It was like, the reality is this. There's so much that goes on, I know, in my life, and in a lot of people's lives in this industry. But it's not like what happens is it's not like you're trying to forget or nothing. It's just something, a lot of things happen. Like today, mm-hmm. I almost barely made it in time because we're covering this event, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when someone's consistently, you're not, you know, there's a difference between being obnoxious and being, mm-hmm. you know, being proactive. And, you know, like I said, it's, you're, hey, you know, boom, hey, da, 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 remember me. Da, 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 da. And I was like, that helps because sometimes you might, it's like out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just, you know, like sometimes if, you know, he hits me up and I don't respond back, let's say for a bit. I'm like, he's like, hey, Ty, did you? Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry, dude. There was like, I was caught in whatever. Sometimes I get the message and I'm in the middle of a meeting, but then I forget because mm-hmm. by the time something else comes up and then it's like, it's not intentional, but a lot of things happen. And so you were very, very proactive and pretty positive, you know, and that's the thing that I think stuck out.
Thank you so much. I do want to say
we'll give a big shout out to Actors Fast Track.
Yeah, Actors Fast Track.
For having this because it kind of shows right now. Mm-hmm. Here you are on the show.
Yeah.
So let's go back. What we want to do, we want the audience to get to know you guys.
Yeah.
And hopefully become fans of you guys, supporters, and aww. Then you know, start following you guys from this point on. So let's start off. We always like to start off with the question, were you guys born and raised? We'll start with Catherine O'Day.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Chico, California, which is about an hour and a half from Sacramento.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, so you're out from, you're actually from California.
Yes, I am from California.
Okay.
A lot closer than Daniel.
So Daniel Colt, were you born and raised?
I was actually born in Colombia. I grew up in Venezuela.
Oh, so you have a Latin descent.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I probably would not have guessed that, to be honest with you. No.
Would you have
thought
that, Brad?
Or, I mean, yeah, would you have thought he's Latin
never.
Descent?
Nope. Never.
Yeah.
He has people guess, and nobody ever guesses it. They're like, Russian?
I've done over 30 short films. Never, ever have I been cast as a Latin person.
That's funny. So now, did you know, Catherine, did you know growing up you always wanted to be an actress or in the entertainment industry?
That's actually a really interesting question because I'm from a family of performers, so it was kind of inevitable for me to go into it at some time, and I always loved doing musical theater, and that's kind of what I wanted to go into. For like 12 years of my life, I like dedicated myself to musical theater. So it was singing, dancing, acting. And that was kind of the direction I was going. And eventually, I was praying about it and the Lord said, hey, by the way, you're not going to college. You're going into film. And you're moving to LA.
Oh, wow.
And within the span of a year, I was in LA doing film. So it's kind of a crazy turn of events and how that all worked out. But yeah, I think as a child, I really loved that world and I loved the playing aspect. But I tried definitely many different things. I knew that I loved geology and different sciences as well as history. So I kind of tried everything out and then made the conclusion.
It's kind of cool that you mentioned, because I caught that really quickly. You mm-hmm. said that you prayed and the Lord said, mm-hmm. you know, so are you strong faith-based background?
Yes.
So yeah, so is myself and Brad. Yeah,
yeah, of course.
So I think that's a really cool thing that I think that's important to me. And mm-hmm. the fact that you were able to, follow the Lord's will, so to speak, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I commend you on that, and
thank you so much.
And then God bless you on that. So how about Daniel? Daniel Colt, did you know growing up you always wanted to be an actor?
No, in Latin America, it's so like it's not a thing. You growing up in a typical Latin American family. Being an actor is not even in the realm of possibility. You don't even think of that as a real job. But then one summer, I came actually to the New York Film Academy across the street. They literally had the building over, the 444. And I fell in love. And from that moment on, I was doing a Meisner exercise, I still remember. I was just repeating back and forth, repeating, just saying words. And then all of a sudden, I felt really present.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, I feel literally more like myself than I have ever felt in my entire life. And just kept coming back to it. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. And then you started going to that school?
I got my bachelor's degree from there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk off air about something in a good way, in a good way. But anyways, so what were your inspirations growing up on behalf of who? Is there any inspirations?
I think for me, mine was very Disney inspired. And I think that's why Disney's part of my pitch, because I mean, it was like, you know, all the Disney characters. But I think also I was so in love with Julie Andrews and all of the old golden age of Hollywood, like Broadway musicals that went into film.
Yeah.
I really just was so in love with that kind of like golden age of, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s time frame. Judy Garland was a really, really big inspiration for me. And she actually was best friends with my grandmother, who I never met. So
your grandmother that you never met. Okay.
That I never met. So it's kind of, I feel connected to her in that way because it's kind of a family connection.
Awesome. And what about yourself, Daniel Colt? Who was there any inspirations, any favorite actors or actresses that you that inspired you?
Yeah, when I remember, because Venezuela, it's basically grew up in the rise of a dictatorship. So more and more, I had to stay home and just watch movies. And the first one that I think really, really resonated with me was like 3 a.m. I don't know why. I thought it was a good idea. Oh, I'm going to start this movie. The Godfather? Never heard of it. And then, you know, like that just blew my mind. So Brando, Pacino, and also Jake Gyllenhaal have been really, really big inspirations for me.
Okay, great. Yeah. Brad Adams, any questions for these guys, their early upbringings before we...
I mean, it just that's awesome. I actually do have a question. Yeah. How did you end up in America?
How did I end up in America?
Because I feel like that would be a pretty cool story because you just said growing up in a in almost a rise of a dictatorship.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. For me, it was so we're originally from Colombia, but I grew up my entire life in Venezuela. So I had no ties to Colombia, and Venezuela was just getting so ugly. You know, a lot of insecurity.
I actually do have a couple friends that play. Major League Baseball now that are from Venezuela.
So. Right. Yeah. So I'm sure you're aware, but literally, I think one friend that I went of my entire high school graduating class is still in Venezuela. So nobody ever plans to stay. If you can get out, you get out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I fell in love in acting and for me, it was always film. I knew I wanted to do film, so...
That was your outlet, right?
Yeah. I had to come to L.A., and I met some, you know, I went to college here, and some great mentors, and it just, it felt right for me to stay here.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Cool. And what we're going to be doing, we're going to be cutting to a music break, okay?
Perfect.
And then we're going to have my guest co-host of the hour. We're going to have you... I think you introduced the song before, did you?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it would be, I don't know, a cool little song.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about your guys' new film, Roadside Assistance.
Perfect.
And then, but we're going to get more into the nitty gritty, find out more about Catherine O'Day and Daniel Colt. Is that your real name?
No, that's my station.
Okay, I was going to say, it's too cool.
Too action movie, right?
It's too Daniel Colt, Tom Cruise. No, it's a good. I'm just
directed by Michael Bay.
Yeah, so it's a cool name. But so we're gonna be back more and really quickly. Social media on you guys.
Yeah, I'm literally at Catherine O'Day.
So that's Katherine
O'Day.
Okay, and then Daniel. Do you,
and
have
then you can find me at Daniel Colt Official.
Daniel Colt Official. That's DANIEL. COLT Official. All right. So we'll be back more with these guys again from Roadside Assistance. And Brad Adams introduced this song.
All right. So the song is Walk Away by Six Gun Sal.
All right. There we go. Six Gun Sal. There we go. We'll be back more here with Catherine O'Day and Daniel Colt right here on Indie100.com radio. One more time, Brad, introduce that song.
Walk Away by Six Gun Sal.
All right. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100. Again the other day,
this smoke-filled room. Under the lights of the neon moon, fighting the urge of the six-shot bone. Walk away, don't look back. Baby, walk away. Walk away. Got me through this cave of thoughts. Yes, you did. From the darkness, there was always you. Four walls, they just never change. Stay the same. Constant reminder of the pain. Pain when you walked away. Doing fine in this smoke-filled room. Under the lights of the neon moon. Fighting the six-shot bone. Walk away, don't look back. Baby, walk away. Walk away.
That was
Six Gun Sal, Walk Away.
All right, Walk Away by Six Gun Sal. Again, they were guests on the show. If you like those guys, let me know. Again, that's Walk Away by Six Gun Sal. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, that's Six Gun Sal. Check them out. Look them up. They're really good guys, and they have some really good music. So, cool. We are back here. Excuse me.
You okay?
You're okay.
God, I don't know. Oh, God. We are back here with my guest co-host of the hour, actor Brad Adams. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Sorry. I was waiting for He's something like, else. But
And my guest of the hour, actress Catherine O'Day.
Hello.
And actor Daniel Colt.
I just got to get you to follow me around and do that voice. Introduce me when I walk in.
Daniel Colt in. And they are from the new film, Roadside Assistance, which you're going to talk about in just a little bit. But so you come back, so we got your backgrounds. You guys then finally, when did you decide to come out to LA, Catherine O'Day? And then, yeah, we'll go to Daniel.
Yeah, I have to do a long story short on that one. That one was an absolutely crazy story because I knew actually like a year before I came out here that I was supposed to be coming out here. And so I was like, okay, well, God's telling me that I need to come out here, so I'm going to come out here, and I'm going to find a way to get out there. So I, like, even at that point, I don't think I was 18, or I was 18, but newly 18. So I was like, well, I want for my parents to to approve of it. And so like I made them a PowerPoint presentation on like how I was going to do things because I didn't want for them to be in the dark about any of it. They were not happy because, you know, Chico's a place where it's so good you don't want to leave. Mm-hmm. But they were really, really proud of me and the fact that I took initiative to do so. But it took like a year of just saving up. And then eventually I just had this feeling that I needed to quit my job. And so one day I said, okay, I don't know what's happening, but I guess I have to quit my job. And quit my job. 2 days after that, I had a place in Huntington Beach to live for free.
Wow.
And I was able to move down here and have 3 months in a place to kind of get my bearings. So
wow.
Family friend, not Craigslist or anything.
No, nothing creepy at all. But it was definitely divine timing for sure.
And then for yourself, Daniel, you kind of briefly talked about it before, but what was that? What was that pinnacle point that he's like, I got to go to L.A. I just got to go.
I was in my senior year, college application time was running around. It's like, okay, what do I? And I loved, you know, a little. I did physics, I did calculus, I did English. I was sort of a big nerd in high school, and then I couldn't really decide what to do because I loved everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I have to spend, you know, my entire life doing something. And I just realized, you know, like, oh, acting. I can do everything. Yeah. I don't have to choose.
And were your parents pretty supportive on that?
Yes. So I've been very blessed. My parents are super, super supportive every step of the journey.
So then, so let's fast forward because you guys are, like you said, fairly new to the business. Mm-hmm. About how long are you, quote unquote, new to the business for yourself, Catherine?
Very new.
Like less than a year?
I would say...
Or the over
a little bit over a year.
Okay, and then yourself, Daniel, about in the business itself.
I've actually been around for a little bit longer. I moved here in 2014, and I pursued my bachelor's originally.
Okay, so like maybe 3 years or so in education.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
So
yes,
you're so in education, but then in the business part of it, what like right after that? So maybe
Maybe 2 years, but okay. Then even when I was in school, I always did as much as I could between classes. Yeah.
So let's talk about how did this come about? So let's talk about this film. It's called Roadside Assistance.
Mm-hmm.
How did this come about for you guys? And then let's talk what it's about.
So actually, we go into this studio called the Taylor Studio Acting Meisner, very pure Meisner, very, very great program.
And the only place backed by the Meisner Estate, by the way, okay. Which is really important.
Yeah, so great program, and they're a really good community for us. Mm-hmm. And the daughter actually is a director, the daughter of Alex Taylor, who runs the place. And so we always hang out with them at parties. And then she wanted to do, she had done it before, the 48-hour film project, yep. Which is really cool. Filmmakers, they get a genre, they get a prop, and they get a line of dialogue.
And a person, right?
And a character name. And they have to put together an entire film in 48 hours from beginning to end. So I had seen a post on Facebook. They were asking for help. And, you know, I volunteered, you know, like, whatever you need, I'm there that weekend.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so they called me, like, can you be here in, like, now?
Yeah.
And she was actually just hanging out at my place. And I was like, is it okay if I bring her to help? And they were like, yeah, yes, please, as much as possible. And then they were like, okay, so are you available?
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not sure. And no, but we need to know if you're available.
Like fully. And because I'm thinking like, I'm coming, I almost brought like my laptop because I was like, I'm going to be, you know, the light guy, you know, I hold the light in a few scenes or, you know, I was not thinking that it would be anything more than that. And they just kept saying and very insistently saying, are you available? And I was like, well, depends on what's going on. Like, what am I putting myself into? And they're like, well, are you, just say if you're available or not. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm available. What's going on? And they were like, well, if you didn't say that, we'd be in trouble because you're the lead of our film.
That's all.
And that's kind of how it came about. And I think within like an hour we were shooting.
It was insane. Yeah, wow. Literally read the script, right on, like, drove there, and we were shooting within an hour, yeah.
So what's the film about, and what's your guys' characters?
Yeah, so the film is about a girl who is going from kind of the Los Angeles area to Las Vegas, and she's going for a job interview, and all these things start happening to her along the way that kind of are a little bit eerie, and you kind of figure out near the end what's going on, but it's kind of a road trip mystery.
Okay, and your character?
My name is Jessica Montgomery in this movie, and I'm just the driver who is getting into all these crazy situations.
Okay, and then Daniel Colt, what is your character?
And so my character is stranded, got his car stolen, and I actually run into the highway in the middle of nowhere and just beg for her to help me. But she's so creeped out that she's just like, no, back away, what's going on? I have Mace. And I'm just like, I really need your help. And she refuses to let me in. But she agrees to call to the police. But I basically have to wait stranded in the middle of nowhere for the police.
Wow. And let's give some shout outs to the people involved with this film.
Yeah. So the director of this film was Charles E. Taylor, and the writer is kind of like director writer. She did so much of this whole
location
project.
Scouting. They
location
were both
scouting,
producing.
And then Jennifer Taylor.
Jennifer Taylor
so
is the director,
the
right?
Two. Yeah, Charles E. And then Jennifer did a lot of like the writing. She was kind of the head of just making sure everything went okay.
So you guys had 48 hours.
Yeah.
So what was like first call time? Is it 48 hours straight, or is it like as a break?
There's 40 hours straight.
40 hours straight.
Wow. So you guys are shot, and then everything. Wow. And you guys, so when did you guys take a rest or anything? Or
we actually got to rest a lot more than
the filmmakers
yeah. did. We were able to, we shot, they were so organized. Wow. I mean, just incredibly organized. They were like, we're going to do this shot. And so they finished the script in like, what, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, so they start with the idea, everything is in within 48 hours. Project in 48 hours.
Yeah.
They don't even know the genre, so they can't work on it ahead of time.
Writing, shooting, editing, all of it. So they wrote it in like, 4 or 5 hours. We got the script. We did that. I think the first scene that we shot that was like the main one we shot was a few hours of work, like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, we were shooting
until
3 a.m.
Bam. And then we actually were able to go home and rest and then come back at night. So we then shot for another like...
Yeah, we slept during the day, woke up.
And was there other cast members involved as well?
Yes.
It was, yeah, to some degree. We had... a few different ones, correct?
Yes. Art Centura, great guy, fantastic actor.
Amazing actor.
Alex Taylor actually did a cameo.
Okay.
Yes, and Jessica was her name.
Yes, Jessica.
Along with
and her son. Her
Caspian.
Caspian.
Cool.
Yeah, so we were able to have some really fun things. It was just an extremely exciting project.
Awesome. And then what was it, I guess, what was the takeaway from that for you guys as actors being part of that? I mean, like, you know, what was your, the challenge that you felt as actors and for you? I mean.
I think for me, the thing that was really, really exciting and kind of had that challenge along with it was, you know, it was a lot of material to kind of absorb in such a short amount of time. So. Uh-huh. For me, it was really a great practice in getting handed the material, working on it, making sure it's personalized, making sure that I have the listening and answering already there. So the second I get on set, all I have to do is just trust my instincts and listen. And so it was just such a beautiful way to put that all together.
Cool. Well, I'm trying to see if we could find a little bit more info on it, but is it up yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so it just started... If it's premiered at the 48-hour film festival.
Yes.
And how long is the short, like, overall? So
the short? I think
seven
it has
minutes.
To be...
Okay,
yeah,
so that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
so
short.
So it's a memorable experience for a minimal thing that's going to be on screen, mm-hmm. but yet it's a lot that goes on, which is probably going to be your most memorable... One of your most memorable things, maybe, you know, in your careers.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Just the experience of doing so much work in such a brief period of time is.
So, Brad Adams, questions for these guys.
You just answered it. Or not answer it. You just asked it, and they just answered it.
Okay,
well, I was going to ask, you know, how long was the short, you know, from there? What did you use any techniques to really get yourself in with the dialogue and the lines and stuff like that? What, you know, how in 48 hours, how were you able to take a 7-minute short film with all with, you know, how many pages?
How many pages? Like
seven or eight pages. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But for, I mean, for somebody who doesn't understand,
yeah,
how you know, actors and people in the entertainment industry go over a script or anything like that, maybe you could shed some light on that.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing that we did was, again, I mean, this is kind of self-explanatory, you read through the script.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read through the script quite a few times, so I got a feel for it. And then from there, I just wrote down all my lines. So every single piece of dialogue in the scene that was mine specifically, and I started to memorize that. So then after you memorize that, then you go over that 100 more times, and that's called burying, which it sounds like, oh yeah, once you're memorized, you're good. But no, you want to make sure that it's so second nature that the second you get there, you know, if you ad-lib for a second, it's because it feels right in the moment. So really work on
thinking about the lines.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, worked on that, and then from there you personalize. So, you know, what does this mean to you? Like if someone is like, oh, well, someone hit me on the bus. You know, has anyone ever hit you? Or have you ever been hit on a bus? You know, has it been very specific like that? Can you relate to it? And if not, how can you get to that feeling? You know, how can you understand and empathize with what you're saying there? And how can that be truthful for you? So you go through the personalization, and then from there, you just play. You know, you get on set and you are ready to go.
Was the process the same thing for you, Daniel?
Very similar. For me, I was really, really just trying to focus on what's the most important thing here, you know? Mm. What am I doing in this scene? And how do I feel, you know, these circumstances, being stranded in the middle of nowhere, these guys stole my car, it's dark outside, it's scary, in the radio, there's supposed to be a killer on the loose, you know? So I try to put myself in those shoes. How does that feel? And then from that moment on, you know, it's just really, really going for it. You know, like I for me, it was getting help. Wow. So I needed to get help, or I did not know if I was going to survive. So I really just try to focus on that. And to answer your question, you know, how do you manage to do all that work in that amount of time? For me, I know it was a lot of it was Charles E. Taylor. The director was just...
He's fantastic.
So good at, you
it's
know.
Charles E? Like,
mm-hmm. Yes, Charles E. C H A R
L S I.
Okay, Charles E. Taylor. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's awesome. And it definitely helps to have a director able to direct you through the scene.
Oh, right. Exactly. And they wrote it so they know it action. Like up and down.
Yeah.
And they really direct you, you know, they give you that little push that you need to make sure you're.
And it's really inspiring to hear that, you know, you guys did this in 48 hours. It's a kind of cool, I think it's a kind of cool thing. And it just premiered, right?
Yes,
and
it
then
did.
How was your experience to see yourselves on the screen, so to speak, big screen?
You know, it was pretty crazy because I had a lot of feelings beforehand. It was like, okay, this is my first time seeing myself on screen ever.
Oh, really?
Let alone, like, on a big screen. And so for me, it was really crazy because I thought, you know, am I going to be emotional? How am I going to feel? And the second that I saw myself on screen, it just felt right. Like, there wasn't a moment where I was, like, questioning it, blah, 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 or it felt weird at all. Like, it just felt like, oh, yeah, this is exactly how it's supposed to be. And so the whole time, it just felt right.
So, actually, funny you ask. For me, I've seen myself work before, so that much was okay. You know, I was just sitting down and really enjoying the movie. I was actually really excited for her. And then last minute, we find out that the producer and the director are actually out of state. So they're not going to be able to do
the
Q&A. So we like
panicked
out of nowhere. They're like, hey, you guys were in the film, right? Like, go up there. And we ended up doing the Q&A, which is a really fun experience as well.
Wow. Guys, I just noticed we got like 1 minute left.
Oh,
the time went by quick,
really quick.
So ultimately, so you could check it out. Hopefully it's not just hit the 48 hour film festival. Again, the film's called roadside assistance. Yeah. And you don't know from this point on where it's going to go.
Yeah, we don't know just yet, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you guys ideally, what's before I get to my last question, or actually, Brad, you could probably answer, you probably know what the question I'm going to ask, the last one. What would you like to do next? What would the ideal role you would like to do act with?
Or actress. Okay, so my dream role right now that I'm actually really pushing for and campaigning for is being Spider-Gwen.
Okay.
And that's essentially I'm going to find a way to make that happen.
Listen, my buddy grew up, with the actor Tobey Maguire, and he became Spider-Man. Yeah. So, hey, anything could happen.
No,
so,
absolutely.
How about yourself, Daniel?
I'm really looking to do some more voiceover work because I recorded an audiobook recently and I love the experience of being in a booth. And
who are your favorite voiceover actors?
I'm really into Tara Platt and Yuri Lowenthal right now just because they have some awesome content out there. Yeah.
What did you like, voiceover cartoons or stuff? What did you grow up with or like?
Everything here in America, the Flintstones, The Jetsons, a very classic Cartoon Network, and then newer Foster's Home of Imaginary Friends.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, cool. Brad, do you know the question I was going to ask that you could probably ask this one? It deals with inspiring.
Yeah, okay.
Hint.
I've been asking it this whole night at the premiere.
I know what it is.
Should I say it?
Maybe next time when I come on.
Oh my god!
If I come on,
you just heard me ask this. I just interviewed 20 people tonight. The same kind of questions. So this whole show is ultimately about inspiring others.
Awesome.
Catherine O'Day, Daniel Colt, what inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you guys do, or just follow their dreams in general?
I think for me, the biggest thing that I want to put out there is that it is possible, even when it feels absolutely impossible, if you have the drive, if you have the consistency, and you have the deliberacy. And, I think, coming from a place where people never leave and, feel kind of stuck in a place, even though it's a beautiful place, is you'll get people who are inspired by you just moving somewhere else. And so just that even smaller standard makes it so crazy on a higher level. And so, what might be small to you, like moving somewhere to achieve your dreams, is so big for someone else. And if you're in that position, I'm so happy and so excited for you, because that is such a big thing. And enjoy those little things, Just keep going with where you are, but take a moment to celebrate. You got there because you put in the work.
Awesome. Daniel Colt.
For me, it would be really just enjoy every little win. It's so easy to take it for granted when you've been doing it for a little while longer. But every audition, is a chance to play. Every person you meet is an opportunity, not only for a job, but more importantly, to make a human connection. And I feel when you really, really just enjoy, doing your work for the audition, or shaking somebody's hands, having a conversation at a party, that for me really inspires me to go on.
Awesome. Well, we want to say thank you guys. I know time we're actually a little over on the time, but it's great. That's not a problem. It's just the time just went by quick. It went by really quick. So we want to say thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Best of luck on all your guys' endeavors. We want to put you guys out one more time, social media. So Catherine O'Day, one more time.
At Catherine O'Day. Okay. KATHERINE. ODAY.
Okay, Daniel.
At Daniel Colt Official, and Colt is COLT.
Okay, great. And Brad Adams, thank you again for being guest co-host. One more time, social media.
Brad Adams BRADADAMSB.
All right. Well, cool, man. Well, thank you again for being here. We'll give one more shout out to Actors Fast Track.
Actors Fast Track.
So check those guys out. Again, it was great. We kind of connected via that, so I applaud them for what they do, as well as it was great for seeing you guys out there. Well, I didn't get to see you technically, Daniel, but you were there in spirit, and I in the other tent. Hey guys, and then shout out to all the talent that I did get to meet. And again, I would just say, like you said, be proactive, kind of like Catherine O'Day, as well as in general, not just regarding just in this industry. That's my little 2 cents. But again, I just want to say thank you guys again. That's Catherine O'Day, Daniel Colt, Brad Adams, again, thank you again. And I want to say thank you to all the listeners out there. Again, I'm so grateful and appreciative of all you guys' listenership. I always like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless.